This teaching on liberative dependent origination shows us, points out to us, this set of qualities or states of mind that are helpful to cultivate, to incline our minds towards. Joy, tranquility, happiness. It's helpful to cultivate, open to support the cultivation of these qualities. And while, as I said last night, happiness isn't something we do, this mental pleasure isn't something we do, it is something we can kind of attune to or open to, not as a searching for the experience or trying to construct it, but more as a kind of a settling back and seeing if that experience of pleasant, of happiness, might be willing to show itself. It does seem that the experience of pleasant related to the body, pleasant related to mental experience, that there's a two-way channel between the pleasant that can be experienced in the body and the pleasant that can be experienced in the mind. And so if we can support a comfortableness in the body, this can support a comfortableness in the mind. And if we can support a comfortableness in the mind, it supports a comfortableness in the body. So I'd like to explore a little bit with you this morning this aspect of pleasant comfort and ways to touch into it. So just now, you know, take in how you are. What is the experience? Just as it is. Kind of helping to connect us with now, the present moment, and also as a kind of a touchstone for just knowing kind of where we're starting, what's happening, where is the body and mind, what's happening in the body and mind right now. Now I'd like to encourage or suggest that you explore relaxing the body. This first check-in may have revealed some places of tightness or tension in the body. It may have revealed an easeful experience also. But whichever it revealed, often there is maybe a little bit more relaxation that can happen. And so just seeing if there can be a little bit of relaxation in the body And as you explore that relaxation, open to the possibility or the question of what happens with respect to this quality of pleasant. Is there a little bit of pleasantness that happens as you relax? And as you relax the body, how does that affect the mind? Is there maybe a little softening in the mind that maybe just has a touch or a taste of pleasant also? It's okay to feel pleasant experience in meditation. Exploring this process of relaxing the body, noticing whether there's pleasant, seeing how it impacts, affects, influences the mind. Again, not so much as a searching for the pleasant, but relaxing and then opening to the possibility that pleasant might be there. Let the pleasant show itself if it's willing to. We can also explore this process of relaxation in a gentler way sometimes too. We can kind of consciously relax the body at times. And then sometimes there are areas of holding or tension that seems like we may not have access to a conscious relaxation. You can hold that just in awareness. That very holding in awareness may allow a softening. And you can also play a little bit with just kind of asking, orienting the mind and body, are you willing to relax? And then not particularly trying to do the relaxation, but just see, are you willing to relax? Might relaxation open here? Sometimes there's a kind of a deeper understanding, a below the conscious surface of knowledge, understanding of how relaxation that can happen. There's a deeper wisdom we don't have conscious access to. Sometimes the mind and body are willing if we simply request. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And again, in that relaxation, seeing how does this affect the feeling of pleasant in the system, both body and mind. We can continue an exploration of pleasant, encouraging, supporting, cultivating this pleasant experience as we attend to our experience. For example, with the breath, let's play with the breath for a few minutes. Just noticing that you're breathing, how the breath is right now. And as you notice the breath, notice the breathing, you might check in and see, is there a way of breathing that makes it feel a little more comfortable? It can be okay to subtly shift, adjust the breath a little bit to encourage a sense of comfort with breathing. Maybe a slightly longer or slower in-breath, or a sense of filling a particular area of the body with the breath. Allowing the breath to be comfortable, as comfortable as is possible in this moment. And as you explore that possibility, opening to the possibility of pleasant experience with the breath, and if there is a sense of comfort with the breath, how does that affect the mind? Does the mind get more comfortable as the breath gets more comfortable? And this exploration of pleasant, I find, is helped by kind of a settling back, not a zeroing in on preciseness of the breath, allowing the breath in a larger space that includes the possibility of noticing pleasant as well. At the same time that you're noticing the breath, it's also possible to explore these requests around this comfortable breath. If you find it's the conscious adjustment of breath to be a little too much doing, sometimes a request, may the breath become comfortable. And then not try to do it, but just drop the request in and see how the mind and body receive and respond to that request. opening to allowing the possibility of pleasant bodily experience and pleasant mental experience, happiness in the mind. Whatever way you engage in your meditation practice, it can be helpful from time to time to open and check in. How might there be comfort here? How might there be ease? Is there the possibility of pleasant happiness right in the midst of whatever is happening? In exploring this possibility of pleasant body, pleasant mind, it is a two-way channel. And so we can cultivate this with the breath, for example, cultivate a sense of pleasantness, comfortableness in the breath, and that will have an effect on the mind. The mind likes pleasant experience, tends to be interested more in pleasant experience, orients to it, so there's less resistance. So they kind of reactivity or resistance begins to fall away, and there's a more pleasant quality in the mind when it's not resisting experience or looking for experience or chasing experience, but just settling into this experience. And likewise, being a two-way channel, we can explore this from the side of the mind as well. And so, with whatever is happening in experience, can the mind be comfortable with it? And this points to the relationship, the attitude of the mind in how it meets experience, how it looks at experience, how it knows experience. And so this is another approach to looking at this aspect of pleasant in the mind. Checking in, how is the mind relating to this experience of tightness in the knee, or frustration in the mind, or confusion, or boredom, or delight confidence? How is the mind relating to that? And so checking into the relationship, we may find something that is in the way or counter to that relaxed, open, receptive quality. We may find a little bit of aversion or pushing away or a little bit of holding on to and tightening. And so that can also be, we can also like step back and open to that. Might it be possible to be okay with that? There's this unpleasant tightness in the knee and the mind is frustrated with it. Oh, frustration and tightness are happening. Can the mind be comfortable that frustration is happening? Making this exploration around the relationship to experience. At some point, at certain times in our practice, we may find that the mind has a very balanced relationship to experience. It is just okay with things as they are. There's not a resistance, not a pulling, not a pushing. So this checking back in, what's the relationship, can then reveal, oh, okayness is happening. Acceptance, allowing is happening. Touching into that quality of acceptance, of okayness, of allowing, we may begin to recognize that there's a very quiet, pleasant aspect to that okayness. Maybe subtle. So we can explore this from the perspective of how the mind is relating to experience. As the mind becomes comfortable with whatever's happening, there's no particular need or issue or problem. And we can support, from the other side, we can support the mind becoming comfortable by allowing and encouraging a relaxation of body and a comfortableness in the body. That's two-way street. And as with most experiences, pretty much every experience, as far as I can tell, it's helpful to practice the middle way around this quality of happiness in the mind. As we touch into the possibility of the mind being okay and accepting and allowing and the pleasantness that may come with that, it's very easy for the mind to just drift on that current of pleasant. Just like, that's nice. And lose touch with the real clarity of this is what's happening right now. And so, at that place of the, you know, actually in this last sitting, the reason I thought of talking about this, because I noticed this in this last sitting, the mind was just drifting on this place, this current of pleasantness, but not particularly aware of that. And then the mind became mindful again. There it was. And in that moment, one of the most skillful things that arose in the mind to do was recognize the pleasant, be clear that pleasant is happening. Notice that. So not to say, oh, drifting on pleasant, come back and do something else. Drifting on pleasant, wake up to pleasant. That's kind of the middle way there. And not just sinking into it, but waking up. In doing that, the mind can become bright. Very easy to drift on pleasant. Very helpful to learn to be mindful of that. And on the other side, as we touch into this quality of pleasant, very easy to start wanting to hold on to it, trying to figure out how to keep it, how to make it happen. We can feel like this is what I'm supposed to do now. I'm supposed to make myself feel pleasant. That very activity of trying to do and the craving that's coming with that is what's in the way. And so this is a relationship we can check in. Ah, wanting there to be, wanting this to continue, wanting to find the pleasant, just knowing that, wanting to find that, being with that wanting itself. There's the possibility, if we're okay with that, not trying to get rid of the wanting or fix the wanting itself, but just, oh, wanting is happening. This is what wanting is like. We may see the wanting let go and then be in that space again of, oh, it's okay. And so in this exploration of happiness to be conscious of the fact that we can drift on one side or the other and come into the middle. Be mindful of the happiness itself and be mindful of the relationship to the happiness. So we have another day of practice together. It's lovely to have so much time to practice together. We're in the kind of the heart of the retreat here. The beginning of the retreat seems kind of distant, and the end of the retreat seems kind of distant, and it's really a time to land here, be here. We'll have our practice discussions with you today, as usual, and check the board for what time. We do have slightly different timings, and so you may or may not be seen at the same time when you're seen by the other one of us, so do check the time. Enjoy your day of practice.